with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has agreed to attend a ceasefire in Lebanon.
In a video statement, Prime Minister Netanyahu said that he's taking the step in an attempt to advance peace efforts with Lebanon. Speaking with reporters outside the White House, President Donald Trump says he's hopeful.
Lebanon, it's very exciting. I think we're going to have a deal. Lebanon will be meeting with Israel, and they're probably going to do it at the White House.
Israel and Lebanon opened negotiations this week in Washington aimed at forging a peace agreement. The Hezbollah militant group, which has been fighting Israel for 6 weeks, has said it opposes the dialogue. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The U.S. is warning Iran that combat operations will resume if there is no new peace deal. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Even as the U.S. engages in discussions with Iran about further peace talks, the Pentagon says the military is poised to resume its attacks. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says if Iran chooses poorly, then they will have a blockade and bombs dropping on infrastructure, power, and energy. At the same briefing, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane said U.S. forces were ready to resume major combat operations at literally a moment's notice. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And negotiations with Iran have been slow going, but former Republican Senator Jim Talent believes there's no question the U.S. has the upper hand.
We've destroyed their inventories. We've destroyed the industrial base that produced the inventories.
A push by GOP leaders to promote Turning Point USA chapters in public high schools, stirring a free speech debate.
While Republican governors say the partnerships counter the oppression of conservative voices in education, critics argue Christian leaders often silence voices when it comes to topics like sex education and LGBT issues. Several states, though, have announced partnerships with Turning Point USA.
That is Jason Walker reporting on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up 112 points. This is SRN News. Scripture will be heard being read live in the nation's capital next week. And we get a report on that from Michael Harrington.
Today, every verse of the Bible from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 will be read aloud at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. An army of volunteer readers will take the podium for brief stints from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. until the job is done in 7 days. Among the readers will be members of President Trump's cabinet, members of Congress, governors, and some well-known pastors as well. The event will be live-streamed. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democrats in Congress have introduced a resolution urging a reversal of the Trump administration's changes to a popular student loan forgiveness regimen. The Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program cancels loans for qualified public service workers, including teachers, after they've made a decade's worth of payments on those loans, but the administration put in new restrictions. This is SRN News. A new law says no data centers in the state of Maine.
Maine's legislature has passed the nation's first statewide moratorium on energy-hungry data centers. It's an expansion of political opposition to tech giants' massive artificial intelligence data centers, which are stoking fears about blackouts, rising energy bills, and voracious water needs. Keith Peters, Washington.
A decision to adjust prices seems to be paying dividends at PepsiCo.
PepsiCo's price cuts and some new products improved demand for its snacks in the first quarter. Revenue jumped 8.5% compared to the same period a year ago, handily beating Wall Street's forecast. Net income rose 27%. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And PepsiCo began cutting prices on some of its value brands last spring to try and win back customers who were exasperated by a string of steady price hikes. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.